Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
As we head into autumn and winter and cold and flu season, what can we do to support our immune systems? I'm joined now by Christine Losher, Professor of Immunology in DCU. Christine, let's go back to the very beginning, and particularly the first year of life, the 6 months of life, where really your immune system develops. Tell us just how important it is from those early days, weeks, months.
Morning, Anya. Yes, so we're born with a fairly intact immune system, as in one part of it is fairly well up and running. The other part of it, you have to develop over the first 6 months to a year of life. And it's really important how this develops. And really put simply, you have two types of immune response, two dominant types, type one and type two. And the baby in the womb has a dominant type two response because it doesn't really get exposed to anything in the womb. It's very, very well protected by its mother. So it doesn't really need to react to very much. And then once the baby's born and exposed to all the bugs that are in the environment around it, it needs to switch on this other part, this type one part of its immune system. So the more that the baby is exposed to normal pathogens and normal viruses and bugs that people get exposed to in everyday life, actually the better for its immune system in the first year of life. And the reason is that if it doesn't switch on this type of immune system enough and kind of exercise it enough, this kind of type two kind of suppressive immune system kind of stays with you. And that makes you very susceptible to things like asthma, to allergies. And it makes you, it really gives you your immune system for your full life. So what you do in the first year of life is very important. And exposure to normal pathogens is perfectly normal and fine.
Because we all, I think, second guess a little bit of how much of that exposure is good for a little baby at the beginning, yeah. You know, in terms of getting the hugs, yeah. And the bugs, though, that come with little kids giving kisses to babies. But have we
Absolutely.
Any early sense, Christine, of like the babies born in COVID and how they're faring given lockdowns and restrictions?
Yeah, no real data coming through yet. And that's because a lot of children can have kind of allergies early in life. They can have eczema and they can actually grow out of it. It's the allergies and the kind of eczema and asthma that stays with the child as they're older that really has a kind of a basis in this type two of immune response. So really until kids are older, so we're still only, you know, I had a baby during lockdown, so she's only coming up to four now. It'll be another few years before she actually has eczema. So it'll be another few years before we know whether or not any kind of a type two dominance is going to set them up for, you know, susceptibility to allergies later in life. So I don't think we're going to know for now. But the other thing that happens early in life that obviously activates a baby's immune system and trains it in the right way is exposure to the childhood vaccinations that they get. And that's a really important part of immune system development as well, very early in life.
And Christine Losher, so listening to all of that, in theory, it sounds like we can all be born with a decent immune system, even if we all feel like we're really limping towards the end of the year now. And I think, yeah, we all have those relatives and friends, either people in our lives who catch everything going, and then the folks who seem, yeah, just to avoid it. Is there just people with better immune systems than others at this time of the year, really?
So I think your immune system is great in that it can be easily manipulated. So you can influence it very easily. And there's four key things that influence how well your immune system works. Okay, so most of us have a pretty much similar immune system, but how well it works is actually the difference. So diet, hugely influential, exercise and stress. And sleep. Those are the four lifestyle things that can really kill your immune system. Or if you do them right, they can really support your immune system working well, like a lot of the time. So, you know, if you have a bad diet, you're going to start having a lot of processed foods and a lot of saturated fats. They actually drive your immune system into this inflammatory state, which means that your immune system is not very good at then reacting to something because you have background inflammation that's really has your immune system in overdrive.
So when we say we're feeling run down, what we really mean is our immune system is low. And you're talking there about the, yeah, processed foods and getting those saturated fatty acids out of our diets. But, yeah, and as much as we need to exercise, it's about finding balance there as well, isn't it? And
yeah,
allowing your body, yeah, to recover.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually exercise, you know, there's exercise and stress are kind of similar in that small bouts of them can be really good for your immune system. So if you have a small bout of exercise, it actually encourages your immune cells from your circulation to go into tissue and come back out again to kind of look and see if there's anything there they need to react to. So your surveillance system after you exercise is really, really good. If you over-exercise and you're an endurance athlete and you're running marathons, you're actually, that kind of over-exercise actually has the opposite effect, and it actually really suppresses your immune system, which is why there's studies that show that people after they run a marathon, 14% of them will actually get a viral infection the following week.
Could so stop
there's
training.
A lot, yeah, because so there's a lot that you can do to really make your, so people talk about boosting their immune system all the time. We're not really talking about boosting. We're talking about just giving your immune system everything it needs to work really, really well.
So if we're not boosting it, then right, we're trying to support our immune system. So maybe give us some ideas there, Christine Losher, because I think when you go into the chemist today, it can feel very overwhelming. Like, where do we even start? Because it's never too late, hopefully.
No, never too late to start. And there are particular vitamins and minerals that are really key for your immune system, okay? And one of the most important of those is zinc, okay? And zinc is really important because, and you'll see lots of supplements that are sold to support immune health have zinc in them, and it's usually highlighted. And the reason for that is that in order for your immune system to work really well, during an immune response, your cells will basically duplicate and make more of themselves. And that process of cell proliferation and replication really requires a lot of zinc. So in order for you to have a really good immune system and get lots more immune cells made to attack whatever is making you sick, you need a lot of zinc. So if I was to say the number one thing that people would try and make sure, if they're going to take a supplement this winter, is to make sure it's got the right amount of zinc in it. The other things like vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, they all support particular parts of your immune system. So there's particular cells that we know really need those vitamins to work well. Lots of studies shown, for example, if you're deficient in these vitamins, particularly vitamin D, you're highly susceptible to infection.
And is the easiest way to do all the vitamins and the omega-3s, is a multivitamin the easiest way to go about that, Christine?
There are particular supplements that will have a collection of things that are focused on immune support. So if you're really interested in supporting your immune system, I would say instead of a general multivitamin, I would nearly focus more on ones that are being put on the market specifically for immune support, because they'll have the right collection of things to support your immune system. So I would go for that rather than just a general multivitamin.
What of magnesium? I personally, every time lately, I've complained of being sleep deprived and sore bones. I've been told magnesium is the answer. Try it. Is there any science and data to it, Christine?
Yeah, I mean, magnesium is, the reason why magnesium has actually exploded is because menopause has exploded, okay? And all kinds of supplements and things to support menopausal symptoms has exploded on the market. And the reason why magnesium is in that mix is because magnesium has been proven to improve sleep. And the way in which it does that is actually, it's supposed to kind of calm down your nervous system and actually relieve some of the symptoms of anxiety. So they're all symptoms that happen in menopause, and therefore magnesium is being kind of put out there in order to relieve those symptoms. However, the help with sleep has kind of spilled over then for the rest of the population who, for various reasons, not the menopause, have issues with sleep. And magnesium can be very good for that. The caveat here, though, is that you need to get the magnesium in the right format. So lots of supplements have lots of vitamins and minerals in them. They're not necessarily in the right format that makes it easy for your body to absorb it and therefore use it. So that's always just a real a really important thing to know when you're buying something is it actually in the right format that my body will absorb it.
So be thoughtful about how you go about this, and just probably talking to your pharmacist as well about what to prioritise.
Yeah, and pharmacists are just like an oracle of information. Magnesium is something I'm taking at the moment, and I find it great. So like lots of people are finding really good effects, but chemists are great right first port of call. If you go in and ask a chemist, what can I do? Here's the things I want to do. What would you recommend? They'll usually give you the right stuff.
Very good. So talk to your pharmacist, and also good sleep, diet, exercise, hopefully lower our stress and take the right supplements, having talked to the pharmacist. Thank you for all of that great advice. Christine Losher, Professor of Immunology in DCU, will be back after these.